Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Snap goes by Kendall. It's a free ball back at the 30. Still loose. Baylor's recovered it. Baylor recovers the fumble. Another snap that goes by the quarterback. Blake Lynch recovers the pumpkin for the Bears.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
24-17, Cowboys handoff, Hubbard up the middle, and Hubbard's on the loose, down the right sideline, 30, 25, 20, good night, Vienna! Pistols firing, touchdown, Oklahoma State, another home run for the tailback slugger, Tuba Hubbard.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
From the 1 yard line. Here's the turn and the fake. Thompson is going to run to the right. He will score. Wildcat touchdown in the Sunflower Showdown. And it's Kansas State on top 6-0 with 7:21 to go in the opening period.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome to John Morris Show on a Monday. Glad you're with us. Wrapping up the weekend in Big 12 football, goes back to Thursday night. Baylor's win over West Virginia. Highlight cut courtesy of the Baylor Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Heard a call from Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Oklahoma State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Oak State over TCU on Saturday. And then Wyatt Thompson with a call. Those K-State Wildcats win their third game in a row. They win the Sunflower Series showdown with Kansas. Win it decisively over the Jayhawks. That I like cut courtesy of the Wildcat Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I was really thinking that was going to be a closer game. Kansas State just rolled them. Like, they didn't even give Kansas a chance.
And apparently there was some real motivation bulletin board material. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not.
So Kansas and Les Miles is doing this weekly show. It's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Miles to Go, I think, is the name of it.
I've heard of that. I haven't watched it, but I've heard of that.
Right. Okay. So that's out there, and it's a weekly show. And to be honest, I haven't watched it. It sounds like a great concept, a really good show. His first year, you know, Les Miles is very...
His personality is
perfect. Yeah, exactly.
For that.
But apparently he said something last week about K-State, and I don't know exactly what he said, like who is K-State or something like that. And the K-State players really took that to heart. And, you know, if they needed some kind of something to latch onto after the win over Oklahoma, you know, to keep going and keep playing at a high level, apparently they got it from Les Miles.
Yeah, and that's not something – you don't want to give them fuel. I mean, I understand he's doing great things. He's turning the program around, but – it's not who is Kansas State. Kansas State has owned you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't poke the bear to say, you know. That was, you just don't do that.
Now, don't quote me on that. I'm not exactly sure what he said, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
It was something that the Kansas State players really grabbed hold of. So, yeah, be careful what you say there when everything you say is being recorded for a television show.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and that's all you need to do is motivate young kids. And they we see it all the time with social media. Somebody will say something, and they'll just latch onto it, and they'll use that. And he gave them the fuel to the fire.
That's it, man. What was the final,
38-10?
Yeah, so K-State big over Kansas on Saturday. More in our Big 12 roundup coming up later in the hour. Also let you hear from Coach Kim Mulkey of the Lady Bears from the Big 12 Media Days in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago as they get set to open the new season tomorrow. Men's and women's basketball opens tomorrow in the Farrell Center. So we'll talk about that and let you hear from Coach Kim Mulkey coming up in just a bit as well. Nice weekend for you?
Yeah, I had a good weekend, man. I was able to spend time with the kids. Me and my son hung out on Saturday while my wife and daughter went with her family and It was nice. Went and ate breakfast, and then we just sat around the house and played. And then yesterday, it was just kind of like a family day, hanging out and stuff. But it was nice just to get a break and spend time with them.
Yeah, sounds good. Same here. I mean, it was just really nice after the game Thursday, and Friday was kind of, you know, dragging a little bit, mm-hmm. but slept good Friday night. And then Saturday, it was like, you know, Terry, what do you want to do? Whatever you want to do. It's fine with me. And the girls wanted to go to the, what was it, Deck the Halls in downtown Waco.
Is that already started?
It was this weekend. I
did not realize
yeah.
that.
So they said, would it be okay if you watch Truett? And I said, absolutely. That'd be fine. So we had a good time, Truett and I did, and they got to do that. So that was fun on Saturday. And then Sunday, nice day, beautiful weather, wasn't it?
It was. It was very nice
really
day.
Nice weather. And we had, so MJ, our son's birthday, is coming up tomorrow, the 5th. And, you know, he's in grad school mm-hmm. at Texas A&M, but he made it work to come up here last night. We had family dinner with everybody there. So it was really fun. It was a really nice weekend.
That's awesome. Y'all don't get to see him very much, really? I mean, not as often as you would like?
Well, here's the answer to that question. He has a girlfriend that lives in Dallas, and Waco is uh-huh. pretty close to the middle ground. So we're seeing him quite a bit.
I bet you are. that helps a bit, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Not that he didn't come to see us, but we were sort of like a week ago, we were sort of wondering, you know, I wonder if we could get him to come up here on Sunday, uh-huh. do a family dinner since his birthday's Tuesday. And then he brought it up to us. Hey, how about if we get everybody together on Sunday? I'll come up. Mm-hmm. We said, sure.
Did she come down for the dinner?
Oh, yeah. Caroline was here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was really very nice weekend, really relaxing weekend with the Baylor game on Thursday, and nothing really that I had to do work-wise Saturday or Sunday.
And that's something you don't really get those at this time of year.
I know, it's
those
pretty
two
nice.
Days, and you had two weekends in a row like
I
that.
I know, two Saturdays in a row.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty good weekend for sure. Now back at it, Baylor TCU this Saturday in Fort Worth. You probably know by now it's an 11 a.m. kickoff for the Bears and the Horned Frogs on Saturday. I think that means FS1. Yeah, FS1 for television. I was trying to, so Friday had a little time in the office, and I was trying to read the tea leaves.
Right.
And sort of guess, you know, they'd said Baylor TCU will be either at 11 on FS1 or 2:30 on ESPN. So I was trying to read the tea leaves and kind of guess, you know, the thinking, the thought process there and where it might end up. You know, it's 6-1, half dozen of another to us, really. Earlier games on the road are usually better. There's not as much sitting around time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're close enough to Fort Worth. We're just going to drive up day of the game. Just matters. Depends on what time we leave.
Right.
We'll just leave early on Saturday morning. But, you know, there were several factors, obviously, like two of the games for this Saturday were already set. And then Baylor TCU and K-State Texas were the two that were going to be either 11 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. And so the factors that I think go into that, I don't know this, you know, but just watching it, the factors going in are, number one, TCU was on ESPN Saturday.
Okay.
The game at Oklahoma State was in that same slot, 2:30 on ESPN. And so I thought ESPN's probably not going to put TCU on 2 weeks in a row in the same slot, especially after they lost, you know, to Oklahoma State. So I thought that might make it lean toward 11 a.m. And then you really, if you want to do this right, trying to foretell, you know, when what the networks are thinking as far as games, you have to go back and see how many times they've had Baylor on or TCU
right.
on or Texas or Kansas State. And then factor in also, I think a factor is Fox's way of thinking versus ESPN's way of thinking. Texas is in the mix. You know, they were mm-hmm. one of those schools. And, you know, having Texas on trump a better matchup of a game just to get Texas on, you know, and would Fox look at it that way or would ESPN look at it that way?
Does anything come into play with the Longhorn Network being affiliated with ESPN?
I think maybe subtly it does.
Yeah.
I think maybe subtly. But, you know, in the end, ESPN's going to schedule a game. Like, they're not going to choose Texas just because of that relationship.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of other reasons to choose Texas. But, yeah, it's a good question. I think it sort of factors in, but it's not a deciding factor.
And then, I mean, well, TCU, I mean, Baylor and West Virginia was on ESPN as well, right?
That's true, on Thursday night, right.
So they, I mean, I don't know. It's so just
ESPN
crazy
has
how,
had, yeah, has yeah. had Baylor and has had TCU. You know, you would hope that, you know, they look at it on a level playing field and say, what's the best game? What's the best matchup?
Yeah.
You know, and that factors in too. But there's so many other factors. It's kind of fun to guess and predict. So I came to the... I came to the conclusion Friday that Baylor, TCU, so this was before TCU, Oklahoma State,
right.
you know, had played, that Baylor and TCU was going to be on at 11 a.m. on FS1 and Texas K-State would be on ESPN. That's the way it turned out. They announced it after the games were complete on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just kind of inside, you know,
yeah.
inside college football programming on those two behemoths there. And I don't claim to know all the ins and outs of that, but it's sort of fun to watch and try to figure it out.
Would you rather do an 11 a.m. game? Like,
it's not
it
bad.
Like it would give you more time during the day.
Yeah,
like,
it's
or
not
more
bad.
Weekend time.
The way I think most of the people in our athletic department look at it is it's an early start. So you got to get up, I mean, really early and get going. But then when you finish, you sort of have half a day to yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas a 2:30 game, you don't start as early, but it's going to take up pretty much the whole day.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. I mean, you just get up and get going and get the game done. In this case, drive back from Fort Worth. I think we'll be back here. I told Terry we'll be back here by 6.
Yeah.
You know, and so you've kind of got a Saturday evening. So it's not bad at all.
That seems like that. Like, especially with the proximity of it being in Fort Worth, that it would
right.
make it be more beneficial to have an 11 a.m.
Right,
kickoff.
Right, right. And, you know, it used to be. So in previous TV deals, the bad games were put at 11 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so if you were in an 11 a.m. slot, it was like, you know, oh, thanks a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the best games put in that time slot. The better games were 2:30 or 6 or 7, something
right.
like that. But that thinking has changed. I mean, there are some really good games. Texas OU was 11 a.m. There are some really good games that are on at 11 a.m., and there's a big push. That's a noon Eastern time mm-hmm. TV window. And in the network world, on a Saturday during college football season, that's prime real estate. So it doesn't have the stigma attached to it that it did for years, really, that you were put into or put on an 11 a.m. game.
I wonder if, because you hear all the time that, like, in the Northeast, you know, they don't really care for college football or something.
Yeah.
So I wonder if, because you do see a lot of, like, Northern
yeah.
schools or your Boston colleges or something, they'll play those 11 a.m. slots. I wonder if that is to get the viewers in that area, since it's a...
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. And a lot of those, you know, up in the Northeast, Big Ten territory mm-hmm. also, they're used to day games, you know.
Yeah.
It's very abnormal to play a night game for mm-hmm. them. So, you know, play it at noon Eastern time,
yeah.
and that's that window. And we talked about this at one point. Pac-12 kind of misses out on that noon Eastern time window just because they're in the Pacific
yeah.
time zone. But next year, they are going to schedule games at 9 a.m. Pacific, meaning noon Eastern, just to get in that window, which sounds crazy to play at 9 a.m. local time, you know, in the Pacific time zone. But that shows you how important that noon Eastern time window is.
It really is. I mean, in a lot of their games, you know, nobody wants to stay. You always hear Pac-12 after dark. But
right.
by the time, you know, one of those games kicks off, you're burned out or you want to
yeah.
do something else. But I'm just trying to think of having to, you know, as much work goes into prepping for a game and everything. Being able to get all those people to go at 9 a.m., it's just not – that's just not good.
You know, I think about our people here, our facilities and operations
yeah.
people, how early they're there. I mean, 11 a.m. is a stretch. And to think that it's, you know, 9 a.m., 2 hours earlier than that, mm-hmm. ugh, I can't imagine.
I wonder if this is going to be like a trial run. Like, they're going to do it, you know, just this one
Maybe.
Year and then base it off of how well it – it's got to be.
Right.
If it's not helping with their numbers, they're not going to do it again.
Well, and to me, the big thing there is it's the tail wagging the dog. It's you're doing that game solely to get on television in the noon Eastern window. And what about your fans?
That's what I was about to
what
say.
What are you doing to your fans, man, at 9 a.m. Pacific time?
Because, you know, that's great, but when you put the TV over there and you got, like, you know, what, 300 people in the yeah. stands, that's not a good
that's
look.
That's not a good commercial for the Pac-12.
No, not at all.
So there's a little inside college football broadcast scheduling. Baylor and TCU coming up at 11 a.m. Looking forward to that on Saturday from Fort Worth. All right, plenty. Baylor didn't play football, but plenty of other activities over the weekend. Let's take a break. We'll look at that when we come back. Plus, let you hear from Kim Mulkey, Baylor women's basketball coach, as she and the defending national champions are set to open a new season tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in the Farrell Center, hosting New Hampshire, coming up tomorrow evening. Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus is where you'll find the telecast of that, the radio broadcast right here on ESPN Central Texas. And that follows Scott Drew and the Baylor men opening their season against Central Arkansas. This is the I'm Going to College game. It's at 11 a.m. tomorrow in the Farrell Center. I'm going to college means area school kids will come. The number I heard was 5,000. School kids will be at the game tomorrow, which is fun because it's, you know, normally 11 a.m. tip off. There's not much energy in the building, but when you plug in 5,000 school kids, yeah, they kind of bring their own energy.
Oh, absolutely.
So both those games tomorrow here on ESPN Central Texas, both on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. Talk about that. Let you hear from Coach Kim Mulkey when we come back. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Wake up, Waco. It's your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Today, we're here with Eric Lovett and Jeremy Masick. Eric, many investors are familiar with the traditional financial model of asset allocation, but most are not familiar with the model that's more appropriate to get us through retirement, income allocation.
Simply stated, income allocation is designating a portion of your assets to provide for your retirement income and then actually forming a plan to know exactly how this money will accomplish producing that income. It is the reason you saved. Putting in place a precise plan that gives you the confidence to retire.
Jeremy, why is having an income allocation a specific advantage over the traditional accumulation and growth model?
Income allocation sets forth a written structure to help meet income needs that we may have in retirement. When you've worked for 30, 40 years and you've accumulated this lump sum and you don't have a strategy for taking an income from it, that can lead you to deplete that a lot quicker than you might think. An income allocation plan is very important because we need to know how much we need in retirement, and what is the most efficient way to generate that income using everything that we've worked so hard to save for. The paycheck is really the bottom line. That is your income plan prior to retirement. You know, your paycheck is what you look forward to, and how much is going into your 401k is the secondary thought. And that's what we want to help people do every single day, is recreate that sustainable, predictable income in retirement, and also take the risk of running out of money off the table.
For your complimentary income allocation strategy design, or to request your copy of the authoritative book, Income Allocation, pick up the phone and give Lovett and Associates a call. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker-dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions, and when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRozier, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Pomparolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Pomparolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Pomparolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show, brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. You can call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is 254-772-1600 for UBO Business Services. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Quick check of the weekend in Baylor athletics. Baylor soccer has bowed out of the Big 12 championships in Kansas City. They played yesterday at the Swope Soccer Village there and fell 1-0 to Texas Tech, number 15 in the nation. Played well. Tech only had four shots on goal. Baylor had only eight. But Tech snuck one in and won it 1-0 over Baylor. So it eliminates Baylor from the Big 12 soccer championships. Now they have to sit and wait and hope for an at-large selection to the NCAA tournament. That would come 1 week from today.
So they don't have anything like in basketball, if you don't make the tournament, you got an NIT. They don't have any invitational things?
I don't think so. They might, but I don't know. I don't think so.
So now it's just they're just sitting idle and waiting.
Yeah, got to sit a week and wait. They'll probably keep practicing depending on their comfort level of getting in the tournament. So, but that they'll find out next Monday. Volleyball continues to roll. They beat Iowa State yesterday 3-0 in the Farrell Center. Volleyball now 19-1. They are 9-1 in Big 12 conference play. Into the second half of the conference round robin, they sweep Iowa State this year. And they're off midweek. They'll play again next Saturday or this upcoming Saturday in Lubbock against Texas Tech.
That's good to see that they rebounded from that loss. You know, they're picking up where they left off essentially before they went and played it. You know, we talked, Coach McGuire said that he's worried, you know, not worried, but he knew down the stretch this time that people have film on you. It was going to be a tougher sledding, and it seems like they're just not missing a beat.
Yeah, yeah. So they're playing really, really well. Number three team in the nation. We'll see if that changes. New poll is out this afternoon. Cross country, the Big 12 cross country championships hosted by Baylor and Waco Saturday morning, right behind where we're situated at Cottonwood Creek Golf Course. And Baylor men's and women's finish second in the Big 12 outdoor cross country championships.
Let's go. Who took first? You know,
I read it and I don't remember. Let me double check on the Big 12 website. Seemed like Tech won one of them, men's or women's, and maybe Iowa State won the other one. But I'll double check on that.
Well, that's good. Always, if you're hosting, like he, you know, they mentioned they know the track, you know, the good parts of the track,
right?
And vice versa. So it's good to see that they were able to take advantage of that.
And we, part of our, you know, Saturday of leisure, Terry and I had lunch at Panera, you know, right over in Central Texas Marketplace. And here come these buses coming in, and you see, you know, folks in TCU gear and Kansas State gear, Oklahoma State, Kansas. And it was all with the cross country programs that were finished with the meet and grabbing a little lunch before they took off back home.
Yeah, me and my son drove by here, and I headed back to the house, and we passed by, and I seen all the signs, you know, and I remembered what was going on.
Yeah.
And, running down by the road, I don't know if it was Kansas State or TCU, but there was, you know, a team in purple out there running and everything, and it just reminded me that the event was taking place.
Yep. So that was Saturday here in Waco. I'll check on that and see who actually won those men's and women's. Basketball is underway for Baylor. It begins tomorrow. The Baylor men, Scott Drew, hosting Central Arkansas tomorrow morning at 11 on the air here at 10:30 tomorrow morning. That's a little odd, I know, but it is the I'm going to college game. Area school kids will be Baylor's guests at the game. And Baylor picks second in the Big 12 preseason poll. They're 16th in the nation in the Associated Press poll. We'll get more from Coach Drew and players later today at a press conference this afternoon. But that is the season opener for the Baylor men. So a little odd to play at 11 a.m., but then, you know, it's the I'm going to college game, so that makes sense. But then for it to be your season opener, that's a little odd. But the team actually will leave tomorrow afternoon, headed to Anchorage, Alaska, and that game with Washington coming up on Friday night. So that's another reason for the early game tomorrow is to get on the road. And, you know, why leave on Tuesday for a game on Friday? Well, they've got a lot of activities planned on the base, which is pretty cool. It's on a military base. They're in Anchorage, and then the game comes up on Friday.
That's not a bad idea. You play a game ahead, and because that flight's going to be a long flight.
Yeah, sure.
You get everybody worn out, and then let them, you know, just sleep on the plane and recover a little bit on the way up there.
Good recovery time. So that's the men hosting Central Arkansas tomorrow morning on the air at 10:30, tip off at 11 here on ESPN Central Texas. Tomorrow evening, the Baylor women play their season opener. Baylor women, number 2 in the nation in the preseason poll, picked to win the Big 12. If that happens, that would be a 10th consecutive Big 12 regular season title. So very high expectations for Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears. They open against New Hampshire coming up tomorrow, and they've got a flurry of home games coming up to start the season. They play tomorrow. They play again on Friday. I think 2 more home games next week. So they've got a lot of home games to open the season. As you might imagine, as the defending national champs, they can make that schedule to their benefit, and they can get pretty much anybody they want to come in here. But I want you to hear from Coach Kim Mulkey. This is courtesy of the Big 12 Conference from the Big 12 Women's Basketball Media Days up in Kansas City. Remember, the Big 12 Women's Tournament will now be in Kansas City, coinciding with the men's tournament. The men will play at the Sprint Center. The women will play at historic Municipal Auditorium. So here is Coach Kim Mulkey with Brenda Van Langen.
Welcome to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, site of the 2020 Big 12 Women's Basketball Championship. We're here at the tip-off event at the beginning of the season, and I'm joined by the head coach of the Baylor Lady Bears, Kim Mulkey. Welcome.
Thank you, Brenda. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you as well. So last year was such a magical season, another national championship, the third in your program's history. You were named National Coach of the Year, of course, another Big 12 title. Every team is different, but when you think back on that season and that team, what stands out to you?
That they had unbelievable chemistry. We stayed away from any major injury, and we just lived up to expectations in the conference, winning it again. And then in the postseason, the chemistry, you know, it was just a team I just didn't have any issues with. And you would coach a lifetime if you had teams like that every year.
Yes, and it was such a special team. And Lauren Cox was such an important part of that team. And going down with the injury in the national championship game, we're so glad that that didn't end up being more serious. What impresses you most about Lauren? She battles type 1 diabetes and has so many things that she deals with in addition to being a superstar player.
Well, other than the fact that she's a tremendous person, she may be the most competitive young lady I've ever coached. When you divide up into teams, you want to be on Lauren's team because she just cannot stand to lose, and she doesn't mind challenging you as a teammate, but at the same time, she's hard on herself. And to deal with diabetes daily and to check her, you know, finger, prick her finger every hour, how many of us want to do that? She has no choice, but I think she has managed it well. I can think of only 2 instances in the years I've had her where we had to be really, really careful.
Hmm. Well, we're glad that she's back for sure.
And I know I am.
Yes, I know you are. She's one of the candidates for National Player of the Year. And now she teamed up with Kalani last year. They worked, Kalani Brown, they worked so well inside. But now Kalani's gone on to the WNBA and her professional career. And you've got the young stars and Nelissa Smith and Queen Egbo and then you, the transfer and Aaron DeGreat. So it's going to look different inside. What do you anticipate for your team's style of play offensively and defensively this year?
I don't anticipate there to be much different style of play. You have Lauren Cox at 6'4". You have DeGrady transferred in at 6'5". And then you have Bickle. And then you have Smith. And you have Queen. So you have five post players. And they're all different in their style of play. But what we do in the system should not change. Whereas Kalani may have been a back-to-the-basket post player and we feed her there, we're going to allow athletes to take it and put it on the floor but still kind of do some of the same things. And, you know, we're a man-to-man team. We're going to guard you. And, you know, Cox is going to alter shots with her size. And we've got to have tremendous point guard play. I think that was a question mark last year, mm-hmm. and Chloe Jackson filled that role well. So hopefully Cooper will fill that. DeeDee Richards, Juicy Landrum. I hope those guys can really have good years.
That's what I was going to talk to you a little bit about. The fact that Chloe Jackson came in to your program as a grad transfer last year and hadn't been a point guard, and, I mean, she was remarkable in throughout the season, but especially in the Final Four. What expectations do you have now with Cooper coming in as a transfer as well and those other names that you said at that point guard position?
Well, Cooper and Chloe are good friends, and I think Cooper was interested in transferring to us because of what happened with Chloe. She wants to play point guard, and Chloe and Cooper's style of play, it's different. Mm-hmm. Chloe is as good a mid-range shooter as I've ever coached, and you didn't want to take that away from her when you moved her to the point. She played within herself. She didn't try to do too much. She knew she was surrounded by great players that would make her look good. Cooper is more of a, I tend to think, more of a ball handler than Chloe was. I think she's a great penetrator. She can penetrate. Sometimes she doesn't need to penetrate. Her range is deeper than Chloe. She will shoot the three ball, and Chloe wouldn't do it that much. So it'll be interesting to see. We certainly hope she has a great year, and if she can and stay healthy and wouldn't have to use Juicy or DeeDee at the point and leave them in their natural positions.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. It's going to be a busy day today at the Big 12 Women's Basketball Tip-Off. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brenda.
We're at Municipal Auditorium right here in Kansas City. We'll see everybody back here at the Women's Basketball Championship in March.
It's Brenda Van Langen with Baylor Women's Coach Kim Mulkey from the Women's Basketball Media Day in Kansas City. And the regular season begins tomorrow. A lot of excitement about that. Remind you again about radio broadcast right here on ESPN Central Texas. If you look for the television broadcast, this is where you're going to have to subscribe or know someone that has subscribed to Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. It's a simple process. You can do it for $5, $6 a month, I think is the cost, or $50 for a year. And then you just, you know, go to the site, Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, and it opens it up. You can watch it at home. You can watch it on your phone, on a tablet, wherever you might be if you're outside the home. So a lot of advantages there. And remember, Baylor, this is really a Big 12 decision to move toward Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. There are four schools that have made the move this year. Baylor is one of those. Four other schools will make the move next year. And then there's Oklahoma and Texas. But eight schools in the Big 12 this time next year will have a ton of programming. And there's already a lot right now, like the Big 12 Soccer Championships. They were there on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. So check it out. There's a tutorial on our website at BaylorBears.com. Check that out, and it'll walk you through the steps in the process. But just be advised, if you go, you know, scanning channels, traditional channels, for the television broadcast tomorrow, you're probably not going to find
right.
it. It's on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus.
I think now is when we're going to see the progress and the benefit of doing this with the Big 12 Plus, because a lot of these games going forward would be games that didn't get the airwaves, you know, at all. But now they have an option, you know, out there with Big 12 Plus to actually be seen and give their fan base, you know, a way to connect with the team.
Yeah, that's it. And a lot more flexibility in start times also. Mm-hmm. You know, when we were on Fox Sports Southwest, you had to find a 2-hour window for a basketball game. And they might say, can you play at 5 o'clock? Well, no, not really. That's not good. But this one, you just sort of set the time and it works. Set the time that works best for your fans and for the team and their rest and recovery time. So, the men's game is a little odd tomorrow at 11 a.m., but there's a reason for that. And then the women at 6 o'clock coming up tomorrow night.
With the scheduling, say, say like Oklahoma wants to play a basketball game at 3 p.m. and so does Iowa State. And, you know, it's mm-hmm. two different games. Is there any scheduling constraints with those being played simultaneously on ESPN Plus?
Not at all. I mean, it just opens it up, you know, because you don't have to have one and then follow it up with mm-hmm. another. You can have them both going on at the same time.
And you can just go click on Oklahoma's or Iowa State's per se. And there it goes.
Yep. Okay. They're both right there. So keep that in mind. Big 12 now on ESPN Plus is going to be very prevalent now that basketball season is here. All right, only two games in the Big 12 on Saturday. Three for the week, going back to Baylor's win over West Virginia on Thursday. Let's look at the two from Saturday when we come back. Big 12 roundup when we return. John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function, multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964, Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
Total Office Solutions is one of the largest locally owned and operated commercial furniture dealers in Central Texas. Their staff of consultants provide project management, layout, design, and turnkey installations. Whether you need chairs, desks, or a complete furniture renovation, Total Office Solutions is your provider of all steel, Hahn, JSI, and Gundlach furniture. Total Office Solutions, where customer service and satisfaction is their number one goal. 3721 Franklin Avenue in Waco, 254-235-8200, and at MyTotalOffice.com.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Now is your chance to get the unstoppable performance of a new train system for your home. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. The Texans improved to 6-3 on the season after topping Jacksonville 26-3 in London. Deshaun Watson was 22-28 for 201 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Running back Carlos Hyde had 19 carries for 160 yards for Houston. Tonight, the 4-3 Cowboys will close out Week 9 of the season as they are in New York taking on the 2-6 Giants. Kickoff is at 7:15 on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Cavs 131-111. Luka Doncic had a triple-double, 29 points, 15 assists, and 14 rebounds for Dallas. The Spurs, they fell to the Lakers 103-96, and the Rockets, they lost to the Heat 129-100. Tonight, Houston will be back in action as they're in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 7 p.m.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Monday morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Let's look back at the weekend that was in the Big 12 Conference in football. Very light weekend, probably the lightest all year. You know, on Thursday, Baylor beat West Virginia 17-14. We talked all about that on Friday. Bears remain undefeated on the season. Now on Saturday, just two games. One of those, the Sunflower Showdown, Kansas State and Kansas.
The Kansas State Wildcats.
Kansas State first and 10 in the final minute of the game. Nick Ost will turn and give it off to Burns, and Burns running left, still on his feet, inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. He got 8, and Kenny Logan Jr. makes the stop with 22 seconds to go, and that is going to do it. And the Wildcats have beaten the Jayhawks 11 straight times and 6 straight times here in Lawrence. Again, the final, Cats 38, Jayhawks 10.
It's Wyatt Thompson with the call, K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Again, we talked about Les Miles, the Kansas coach, apparently giving K-State some motivation during the week, something he said on his TV show Miles to Go, and K-State certainly took that to heart and rolled to the win 11 straight now for Kansas State over Kansas.
That was a pretty bold statement. You know, who is Kansas State when 11 straight times?
I know, exactly.
I think you are well aware of who Kansas State is.
Yeah, poking the bear a little bit. So K-State wins, and Skylar Thompson, another solid game at quarterback for the Wildcats. They're now bowl eligible. They've won 3 in a row. They're sitting at 6-2 on the season.
And with Skylar, it's fun to watch because, you know, Colin Klein being the quarterback's coach, you're starting to see his imprint on Skylar's play. He's led the team in rushing. He's got 3 rushing touchdowns. And, you know, it's just almost reminiscent of watching Colin play. And then I think one unique thing with this game was, and it shows where Les Miles is getting this program going, it was the first home sellout since 2009 for Kansas.
Yeah, and both, remember, we're coming off big, big wins, Kansas over Texas Tech, Kansas State over Oklahoma. So nice to see, you know, some excitement there at the stadium in Lawrence in November. Usually it's waned a bit by now.
Yeah.
But K-State comes in and wins it 38-10. Only other game took place in Stillwater, TCU and Oklahoma State.
The Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Here's a handoff to Hubbard. Big hole up the middle. Hubbard to the 20, 25, 30. And Hubbard's on the loose to midfield. Left side 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown, Oklahoma State. 92 yards for Chuba Hubbard.
How about that? Another big, big day for Chuba Hubbard rushing. That was a 92-yard touchdown run. He had a 62-yard run in there as well. What was it? 232 or 223 rushing?
It was 223.
223 rushing on the day
and
for Chuba
touchdowns.
Hubbard. Tight game, 17-17 at the half, and Oklahoma State pulls ahead and wins it. They get back to even in Big 12 play, winning over TCU.
And one of the keys we talked about last week into this game was if Spencer Saunders could not turn the ball over, and he did well. He played well. He had one interception, but other than that, that was all he gave up, and they actually forced TCU into the turnovers. Max Duggan had 3 interceptions on the game. He ends up hurting his finger. And what really the bad thing for TCU is, nobody can get the ball going on the ground. Duggan led the team in rushing with 86 yards, and you can't do that and win at any league, much less here in the Big 12.
Yeah, so and Oklahoma State, we should mention this, they were without Tylan Wallace, went out with an injury during practice that week. That is a huge loss for the Cowboys, but they overcame that and won the game over TCU.
Yeah, and I mean, they did what they needed to take care of business at home. And at Hubbard, you know, he got off to a slow start in the first half, but he really opened it up. With those, and those big runs, I think, gave him the motivation to, you know, keep it going forward.
Yep. So those two games on Saturday, K-State over Kansas, Oklahoma State over TCU. That was it from the weekend Big 12 football. Peek ahead to the week ahead, Baylor at TCU, 11 a.m. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Television will be on FS1. Also at 11 a.m., Texas Tech at West Virginia, 11 a.m. on ESPN2. K-State plays at Texas. That'll be a fun game to watch. Mm-hmm. 2:30 Saturday on ESPN. And then, let's see, football-wise, is there anybody else? Iowa State at Oklahoma, 7 o'clock on Fox. That'll be a good game Saturday evening, and that's the Big 12 football schedule coming up on Saturday.
I'm interested to see that Kansas State traditionally always tends to either play Texas really well or have their number. You know, and just coming off a win like that, and they seem like they found their rhythm. Texas seems to be reeling a bit, trying to, like, who are we at this point? So that's going to be one to keep an eye on.
So those are the games coming up this weekend in the Big 12. That's our Big 12 roundup. To answer your question from earlier, Oklahoma State won the women's cross-country title. Iowa State won the men's cross-country title, hosted here in Waco on Saturday.
Okay.
All right, take a break. When we come back, day of the day, some birthdays, some pretty good birthdays to share with you today. So stay with us. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Check it out online, thebaylorclub.com. It'll show their schedule for the upcoming week. Plenty of activities coming up on the docket for the Baylor Club. Also, if you have questions about membership, there's information on the web, or you can always call someone there at 254-710-8080. Check it out. You'll understand why we love telling you about the benefits of being a member at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ward Weiss. Be sure and join me every Friday morning game day with Coach Jeff Hume for Huddle with Hume at Barefoot Campus Outfitter, Fate Avenue in Waco. We'll get you ready for the game at 8 a.m. with Coach Jeff Hume talking about last week's game and the upcoming game Friday night. Huddle with Hume. We'll have fresh coffee and donuts every Friday morning. It's game day live at Barefoot Campus Outfitters right here on ESPN Central Texas.
Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square, it's more than a place to call home.
You know, when it comes to finances, we all want to earn more and pay less. Well, at Educators Credit Union, their goal is to help their members do just that by offering low rates on loans and competitive rates on savings. Come see how ECU can help you make the most of your money. Become a member today. Stop by any one of their five Waco area locations. Call 800-596-5460 or find them online at edcu.com. They look forward to serving you. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shh, they're gonna hear you.
Really? We're breaking through a wall to a jail. I can't just tap it.
What's wrong with my plan?
We are not going to crawl through the septic line.
Shh.
Oh no, I knew we should have called Break 'Em Out Bail Bonds.
If you can't break 'em out, bail 'em out. Talk to Chase Chapman at Break 'Em Out Bail Bonds. They're new to the Waco area, but not new to helping their clients out of tough situations. Call 254-400-BOND or visit their website at breakemoutbailbonds.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Texans improved to 6-3 on the season after topping Jacksonville 26-3 in London. Deshaun Watson was 22-for-28 for 201 yards and 2 touchdowns and no interceptions. Running back Carlos Hyde had 19 carries for 160 yards for Houston. Tonight, the 4-3 Cowboys will close out Week 9 of the season as they are in New York, taking on the 2-6 Giants. Kickoff is at 7:15 on ESPN Central Texas. In the NBA, the Mavs topped the Cavs 131-111. Luka Doncic had a triple-double, 29 points, 15 assists, and 14 rebounds for Dallas. The Spurs, they fell to the Lakers 103-96, and the Rockets, they lost to the Heat 129-100. Tonight, Houston will be back in action as they're in Memphis taking on the Grizzlies. Tip-off is at 7 p.m.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with this final segment. Wrap things up. Hand things off to Matt Mosley coming up top of the hour. We're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker Apex Realtor. Today is Amanda's birthday. So shout out to Amanda Cunningham. Oh, yeah. If you know her, give her a call, send her a text. Say happy birthday to Amanda Cunningham. You can find her contact information, not necessarily for birthday, but it would work for that also, but for her work as a realtor on Facebook. Just search Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. So today is Amanda's birthday. Who else do we have? Tracy Sage's birthday is today. Mike Bugar, former Baylor football assistant coach, is his birthday. Bill Schoening, voice of the San Antonio Spurs. Great guy. Bill Schoening, today's his birthday. And David Kay with Baylor Athletic Communications. Today is David's birthday. So happy birthday to all of them. Let me go back one day to yesterday. Q's birthday yesterday. So happy birthday to Q. He's coming up at noon here on ESPN Central Texas. And Julie Bennett's birthday was yesterday also. So didn't want that to slip by just because it happened on a Saturday or Sunday.
I have one. Well, one from Saturday was my coach from high school, Coach Johnny Willis. It was his birthday, so I'd like to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. So happy birthday there, Coach. And Claire Bryan with IMG in at Baylor, her birthday was yesterday also. Day of the day, you say, is National Candy Day. I thought Thursday was National Candy Day.
I think that was like a, I don't know. There must be multiples. I don't know. I was looking at that, and I was like, this seems oddly familiar.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Halloween, so there was a lot of candy going around. November 4th, we celebrate the sweet holiday of National Candy Day. This goes back to the late 13th century. That's going back. Middle English first began using the word candy, borrowed from the old French, cucre candy. It's derived from, in turn, from Persian words, which I can't pronounce. So today is National Candy Day. Celebrate appropriately and responsibly.
Yeah, and I'm sure dentists are looking forward to this time of year. They're probably about to get a lot of patients.
That's right. Candy Day followed immediately by Love Your Dentist Day.
Exactly.
It's true. Hey, appreciate you being with us today. Thanks very much. Remember, the Matt Rhule press conference comes up at 11:30. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. It's streaming on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus also. Tomorrow we'll come to you from the Farrell Center, getting ready for the basketball season openers. Scott Drew and the men play at 11. Kim Mulkey and the women play at 6 tomorrow, both their season openers for the new season. Garrett, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is next on ESPN Central Texas.
That's a really